Yes.
Second meeting in a shared folder, but they're still not quite okay. Still some technical difficulties, so the first part of the minutes are very hard to read because two documents that are layered over each other.
Okay.
So, but from now on, I won't use my pen anymore. It'll be just ordinary keyboard.
Keyboard work. Yeah.
I think it will.
Okay, when we talk about components design, it's really about the material and really the stuff we build the remote controls of. Remote control consists of components, and the components of a remote control consist of properties and material. We have to choose these wisely, and it could affect a kind of growth of in buying the remote controls. The components of a remote control are, of course, the case. The properties of the case, it has to be solid, a hard material like hard plastic with soft rubber for falling, and it feels good in your hand. The buttons has to be solid too, and the material is soft rubber. I've got a email from the possibilities of Real Reaction. They're telling me that when we build a remote control of plastic or rubber, the buttons have to be rubber too. Okay. When we use a rubber double curved case, we must use rubber push buttons too. The rubber double curved case is a three dimensional curve in the design, which is necessary when we want to be trendy. The energy source, I've got a lot of possibilities for that too. The basic battery, which I prefer because of its non-depending here you have to have kinetic energy also in this one, like in the watches, but remote control can lie on the table for a day. And then you push a button, and so you don't have to walk with it all the time. Solar cells are also a bit weird for remote controls. Also, the case material. I think the plastic is the best with rubber, because wood or titanium would also be a bit weird. They don't tell anything about the cost of titanium. The chipset and the board is all off the shelf. Also, the speaker in the remote control when we want to retrieve it. The base station is also off the shelf. All the materials and components are just available in our factory. I've told about the three first points. The simple electronical chip is available with the LED transmitter. It's all off the shelf, and even the speaker and the wireless retriever are all available in our company. Another possibility I looked upon was the LCD displays. It could be something special to our remote control, and it's possible, but it only costs a bit more. But maybe it can be within the limits of 25 euros. Oh yeah. I've got an email with some examples, and these were the most trendiest one. You see covers, which can be...
What are those?
I don't know.
But it's actually kind of, well, it resembles the design.
Yes. Yes, maybe we can bring a couple of types of maybe a kind of whole set of different remote controls. Maybe we can bring a whole line with a huge variety of house stuff, like maybe radios and the television also in the same style, but
yeah, that'll be for the future, I guess.
Yes, because we have to we have to bring the logo and all the stuff back into it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
These are the ones you already summed up in the...
Well, I pointed them out here, just to make it a little bit easier. Another function is, of course, we already discussed it on the site. I don't know what the cost of it. No idea. But I was also looking for what you said, for I got an email about LCD front of the remote control. I don't know if that's a good idea, or maybe it's a little bit too much for 12 and a half. If we got already something like a base.
A bit redundant also, maybe. I don't know what kind of
information. Yeah, I don't know. I was just thinking about it, and
yeah.
I got a pop-up.
Maybe we can bring teletext to the to the remote control.
A little bit too big.
Okay.
Well, the functions are not more to discuss.
No.
It's just the basic things we already discussed, that the no VGR or that kind of, so that's very easy.
But you do mention the next and previous button.
Mm-hmm. Next channel. Well, that's next channel.
Oh,
I mean
okay.
My next channel.
Okay.
But you're the expert.
Well, I'm not the I'm the expert for user friendly, but not for trendiness. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Well, if you say perhaps tiny buttons aren't user friendly, then we wouldn't implement that, of course.
Okay, that's your point.
When we only use basic functions, we have the possibility to make the buttons larger.
With a little bit larger, yeah. I thought so, but maybe with the...
Well, I think we already agreed upon the fact that the skip buttons and the volume buttons, those two,
they
have to be large. I mean, the two basic buttons, you know, to skip channels.
Yeah.
And to, I think, I don't know why, but I think that is...
That's
crazy too,
because
it, you know, it how do you say it? It puts an extra accent on the simplicity of our remote to make these two most basic functions extra big.
Those are probably the four most used buttons on the.
Yeah.
The you did the research. It's from your research.
Yeah.
That was all in our presentation that we didn't have.
Okay.
At any time, let us know.
You don't care. No, sorry. Some research again about trends on the internet. I've done some investigation and I got some information from fashion watchers from Paris and Milan. Some findings. The most important thing is fancy look and feel of remote control. We were going to apply it, so that's nice. The second important thing is innovative technology in the RC. Our market really likes that. And the third point there in this order of importance, the third point is a high ease of use. And for the idea, I've put some trends for the market for elderly people with dark colors, simple, recognizable shape. So we probably won't do that. The younger market likes the themes of this year are surprisingly fruit and vegetables and spongy material. I found this image, which is it symbolizes the idea of fruit and vegetables. I don't see the spongy part in it, but there's a little bit of fancy.
Maybe then we have to do something with SpongeBob.
I got some ideas. Pictures isn't really good, but some symbols of fruits or vegetables, maybe. Catchy colors. Fruit is yellow, green, red, whatever. So
those
remote controls
with the dark
in catchy
colors.
No, we don't want dark colors.
No, the dark colors. Okay.
No, I just put them there to for a general idea.
Okay.
And the dark things, I think the spongy material is very irritating for the remote control itself. But to implement some spongy thing, maybe we can do it in the docking station, at the bottom of the docking station or whatever. And we could bring one line with the dark color to how do you say?
For diversity or something.
Yeah. Also a bit for elderly people who are a little bit crazy and want maybe want a little younger design but still the dark color. I mean it reaches a different market, but it doesn't cost really much effort to bring like a black RC on the market or whatever.
But
yes.
How do we use
fruits and vegetables. In Christ's sake.
Resembles a piece of fruit.
Well, there's an empty space, of course, on the remote control. I mean, I think this part of the RC, well...
No, I don't think you have to do it.
The upper part or whatever is not used with buttons, I guess. So you can put some fruity things.
But it doesn't have to remind you, you know, like explicitly or so.
No, of
specific
course
piece of fruit. But just, you know, like the round curves and stuff. I think it already resembles something like a pear to me or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
To make it a little bit greenish.
You get the idea, the fruit
yeah,
kind of round.
And we could use one of these for the, what is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Grapes.
yeah.
Well, whatever.
Artist or something like that to make it
course,
feel
yeah,
like
yeah, sure,
a vegetable or fruit.
We have very big.
We can.
Very big team of artists.
We can feel multiple things. This is then the pear. I don't know the English word, so forget it.
Spare, I guess.
And
But I think we don't have to make.
Not easy for remote control, but.
We can't make all 10 designs. We have to make one design, I think.
But I think it's already what we were up to.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to resemble what I already said, a specific piece of fruit, but just
no,
you know,
sure,
like a fruity thing going on. And it looks.
But that's great, and what I was saying,
like
catchy colors.
Yeah, I do like the idea of making a catchy color design, and because I do. I think a dark color would be nice too.
But pictures of fruit, vegetables, vegetables.
They have to be the firm colors. Our own colors have to be in it.
Yellow.
Yeah.
Yellow, a real reaction.
Yes, you can put the logo on top of it.
Yeah,
I don't think our
yeah
company colors are fashionable.
Maybe we can.
Yes, it's really fruity.
Over here. I can draw with this thing, but I'll try. This is our docking station. We can make our logo over here. It doesn't work. And then
and the button then?
With a strawberry on top.
Yeah,
well,
the bottom of
the button over here or whatever, I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
On the front, of course, because else you can't find it. Well, that reminds us a little bit. I'll close it down.
Okay, can you open the conceptual design presentation?
Yes.
See what was on the agenda.
The agenda.
This is on the remote. Because maybe we can start with the technical functions, but I don't think is there. Yeah, do we want to use an LCD display, for example?
Well, it's nice.
Only
well,
if we.
I don't know what to display on it.
Maybe we can make a TV guide on it for the channel you're on.
Yeah, but it should be. Like this big. And
no, only the TV channel with four programs. You can zap through them with the page up, page down button.
Yeah, sure, but it has to show an entire title of a program, or at least a quite large part of it, and then
on
you get a very large LCD.
No, on your mobile phone you can read text also. So why not on your remote?
Yeah, but. I think it's a bit redundant, actually. And it's also not. I don't even think it looks like sexy or
what
something.
What would you
it's
display on it?
Program information or a guide.
TV,
on teletext, yes. Also on the internet.
Well, a lot of
but
TVs indeed show when you.
You're already
set
watching
to
the TV. You're not gonna watch your remote control.
Yes, but you also want to know what's next.
But then we also. Need to bring out a line of TVs, which we were planning
to,
but whatever. Because the TV has to send information back to the RC, and I don't know. If that
yes, that's really possible.
Yes, of course it's possible, but you gotta implement it in the TVs, and I don't think everyone's gonna buy a real reaction TV within a month after the release of our remote.
I really understand you want to make your job more exciting by putting an LCD in it, but I really don't think it's a good one, because it also doesn't stroke with we wanted the when we talk about the materials, it's a good idea to use these plastic materials with soft rubber stuff on it. It was our idea, you know, to give it a more sturdy look and that you like you can throw with it. But I don't think an LCD display fits in that image, you know. It's like more vulnerable and it adds
That's
nothing
true.
Really,
That's
you know.
True. It breaks, it's not very solid. It's
you could make it, but it's just, it doesn't, I don't think it is coherent with the design we're after.
No, I don't think so.
Well, this is my opinion. You can vote for it. You want the LCD display.
No.
I don't want to, and he doesn't, so it's up to him. I've read somewhere that I've got some kind of veto right. So I can also say
we can vote you away.
We skip the
I don't know
we're not even sure what information we want to display.
No,
no.
That's right. And I also have to think about new functions, maybe buttons or something like that. To control that kind of LCD or something? Or
yes, you can use the buttons that are already on the remote control for double functions. And then you push a button.
Channel, what does it show me?
The title and the information about the program.
About
the
program.
But what he said was right about the televisions. They have to be customized to the... But maybe in future it will be a giant hit, and when you are the first, you have the biggest.
You know, like the bigger universal remotes, they have the LCD displays, but then it's very functional to indicate with what device you are controlling. So that's what I've seen.
Yeah.
Yes,
but
you can put a little LCD display on it with lots of information, but I haven't thought about it.
It doesn't match with our whole basic.
But when you put a transparent plastic a screen on top of it, it isn't vulnerable.
No,
you can throw with it. And
maybe not the most important, but it's just...
Is it fashion?
When you put maybe a color LCD screen on it, it's very special and very trendy. To have a remote
that's
control from.
I think
it's
pretty trendy, to be honest. I don't know if I'm coming back to the costs again, but I think we gotta build a pretty cheap design to stay within our limits. And I think especially color LCD, which is indeed pretty trendy, but I don't think. I think it will be too expensive.
But I've got the email with the possibilities, and LCD was a possibility for the remote control. So why don't we use it?
Did it say price also for monochrome LCD or colored LCD?
Yeah, if you want to be trendy, you have to be colored. Colored.
Yeah, really. If you
black and white or something or gray.
In 2004, you can't put something on the market which is monochrome. Really.
No, but it doesn't say anything about the color or. But I also got the possibility to put a scroll button on it, but I didn't think that.
I'm sorry. You can't convince me. I don't know how it's with you guys, but I don't really feel it. We already...
It's too much, maybe, with the LCD and the docking
station
and
gadget. And we want it has to be a simple design, which...
Yes, but on
the...
We've
got to find
a
balance,
one thing
of course.
Special,
and I think
not a whole package of specialty.
I don't see how the LCD display is going to add anything, you know, on a design level. I think it's...
No. But it looks.
You have two big buttons and you can do whatever you want.
Yes, but
with these two buttons
that remote controls are already on the market.
It doesn't fit
the
in
simple
our philosophy behind the whole remote.
Yes, but when you want to have something special.
Yeah,
but
we already have the docking station.
Yes, but he had a picture of it from another company.
It has to be the first.
It's just an idea.
Yes, it was already made. The remote control on the docking station.
Is that so?
Yes, he had a picture of it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Exactly. I've seen it in a
We really have to cut this off. I know I get the idea, you really like it, you know, the LCD thing, but I think it's not a good idea, and we have already mentioned all the arguments. Do you guys agree? How do you guys think?
No, it's too much.
I think it's a little too much, yeah.
It's overdone.
Okay, we skip.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry, maybe you can do something for your own place or make,
maybe
make it happen in your basement.
And I will rule the world with it.
Okay, but for the technical part, the material, I think it was a good idea to use the plastic and the rubber.
Yes, maybe a bit of cushioness.
Yeah, exactly. This
yeah,
what
for
it
the spongy.
Yes. It was already
spongy,
what we're after, you know, to give it you know, the soft touch in your hands,
yeah.
And also, the, you know, like, yeah, this is the air
like
kind
a
of thing.
Yes.
Yeah, you just can drop it.
Throw it at your
yeah.
little
if
brother's
you drop
head.
It, if you drop it, the airbag comes out. Yeah.
No.
Maybe it. But then we have to look that it will not be too childish to see.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good point, and that's why I like the dark color bit. You know.
Yeah.
Because maybe the design. It's maybe it is a bit of.
But not black, I think.
It's a bit 90s,
no.
Maybe what we're up to, right? To
well,
this point.
If it's fruit and vegetables, it have to be colorful.
Yeah, that's true.
But,
yeah,
that's
but it has to be
out.
A little bit solid. It mustn't be too, you know, too overwhelming. Then when you put it
can
in
we combine it or something with yellow and black?
Yeah, maybe so.
Make it a bee.
What? Oh, a bee.
No, I don't like the yellow and black. But it is our company color.
Yes, real
yeah.
good colors.
Yeah.
Well, we can as I.
But that's not really fruity.
Really nicely over there. We can put the logo on our base station. And maybe very very tiny on the remote control itself. But
okay, but what are other technical things we have to discuss?
Fronts of the. We can have different fronts of the telephone.
I don't think you should do that. Maybe just bring it out
different
in different
fronts.
Colors, but not
yeah.
off that you can
I
switch
guess that's
fronts
enough.
Afterwards. It's also too much. People don't want to spend
yeah.
more money on
yeah.
the remote control, I guess.
You can
these designs?
Choose the customer which color you want.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
Just
three
bring
three
more designs to the market.
Four colors? But
okay. So, are we through the technical part then?
Yes.
Okay. So, we agreed upon,
these are real young and dynamic styles.
The materials you mentioned in your personal
yes.
preferences were all quite okay.
Yes.
Titanium is
no?
not out of question.
But also...
titanium.
Yes. But when
is
we
it
use soft...
Both the plastic and soft... things and titanium as well.
Sure.
Makes it in a homogeneous design.
But it you can throw with it. It will make a huge noise or break other stuff. When you throw with a titanium with your remote control. Nah. Titanium is a bit it's a bit harder. But also on the colors, the young
the possibility to make it completely titanium. Well, would it be more trendy, more chic?
Yeah,
I think titanium
it
nowadays is way more often used than plastic.
Yes, but the titanium remote control, when you're watching TV or your hands
yeah.
are a little bit sweaty, and
on the other hand, if you want to make fruity stuff,
yes.
but I really like the idea of the plastic and the big kind of
yeah.
thing, because then it's. You know, it fits in our philosophy to make it sturdy and simple and, you know, like...
sports and gaming,
when
define.
When you get titanium, it becomes more like some kind of gadget you actually don't need. And when it's big and plastic, it's like some fun stuff you can always have around. It's always fun to have something big and plastic
yes,
around.
Yes, we have that MP3 player of Nike, I saw. Isn't that titanium with a little bit of rubber?
Yes, it's... But it is plastic.
It's plastic? Well, it's titanium looking.
Yes, we can do that on
I don't know if you know the MP3 player of Nike. Okay. With rubber, so it's very.
We can make this as a style too. This is just.
That's difficult because that's different material, and then you gotta have like two material lines.
No, we can make it from the same kind of plastic.
Yeah, if it's just a color.
I do like the idea of maybe a titanium kind type of body and then with plastic coloration around it. You know, like the soft stuff, but I don't know if it's possible.
I don't have the information. I didn't got it.
But you can make the plastic give it the titanium look.
Yes.
Or make it just like shiny.
Yeah, yeah,
like the MPG player.
That's a good idea. But if you want to last longer than 2 weeks or something, you can maybe.
Maybe we should. I don't know if we should talk about how.
In a lot of other.
I don't know what time.
40 minutes.
In a lot of other product categories, like even in bags industry, they began with typical leather bags, but then they became stylish with all sort of colors, and kind of font of fronts,
okay.
Like we can use on the telephone and. Like Eastpak began a revolution with all these kind of bags and colors and
in different colors.
Yes, and styles. Mm. They have also kind of roses on it. And
it's a possibility. But let's think
then we can always use the same design for a greater resemblance, but with new colors, new
prints.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But our basic idea. I mean, we're probably gonna have like two types of materials, like the plastic enclosure and then the pads that surround it, and lights. We have to incorporate lights too. But are we going to give it a two-tone color look, like the plastic mold is in one color and the cushion pads around it are in another color? Is that the idea? Is that a good idea?
How do you mean the
rubber?
How many colors are we? How many colors are we gonna? We're only 5 minutes left.
Yes.
How many colors are we gonna give it? Like
two-tone
color?
Yeah.
There are three components. Three components type. You have the buttons, the case itself, and the rubber. And
should be in one color, and then the rubber of the buttons. And the cushions should be in another.
Or you just make one color, maybe with a kind of like a big wave or something like.
Okay, but not
in
more
in
than
another color.
Yeah.
Not more than two colors.
No, definitely not.
A little bit too flashy.
Or when you use the buttons as black, you can use two colors as well.
Well, we have to think of some other important things. The functionalities or the buttons.
I was thinking about the. Do we still want the joystick idea?
No,
I think that's too vulnerable.
Yeah.
I think this is okay. So we have basic, we have the numbers, we have the power button, we have teletext button.
Volume, teletext.
And maybe want to access a menu or something.
Yeah, but
that's a menu.
I was thinking that's got to be on the television.
Yeah, but I think I really need a menu button. This is just the only button.
What
only
kind of menu? Isn't that different from every television?
No, I think most TVs have a menu nowadays to access the screen settings. And
yeah, I think it's okay to add a menu button for.
But
and if
that
the
covers
TV doesn't have a menu,
all the other settings. It covers everything then.
But then you have to put up and down and left and right.
You can
put
use
that on the 2, 8, 4, and 6.
And you can also use the normal
skip
buttons for that. In that way, we have like only the numbers, the power button, skip and volume, and then
mute.
A teletext
and
a menu, and then
that's
it. So we need.
Yeah.
Okay.
Another
stuff. Some stuff about the design of the docking station. Something important about. We should remind us of the remote itself, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
In one color.
Are we gonna do something with the spongy thing there?
I think the spongy thing already. Comes for in the cushions, pads, and things on the side.
True.
And when we make it spongy, and the fruity thing is just the shape should be fruity. I think this is kind of fruity, you know, just round shapes with a...
Yeah, it's kind of fruity, and with catchy colors.
We really have to think, I think colors is very important, because it has to be flashy, but it doesn't have to be annoying. That when you have, you know, some things is just over the top, and when you have
on
the table for more than 2 weeks, it just gets annoying, because it's so big and flashy. It has to be some level of subtlety, but we have to still have to think of how we manage to get to that.
Okay.
I guess we're through then.
I guess so.
But I think also we just so we have to do something with color, but also I think we have to keep the dark color thing in mind. I think that adds to the too much color maybe.
Too much color, when you got it in the living room, it's
but
too much maybe.
Design experts
it has to be.
Okay, well, I think the meeting will be over within a minute. So
something
we will
like
wrap
that
up. Or is there anything we'd like to discuss?
I guess not. Do you guys?
Okay. Well, you will read the minutes in the. You can find them in the.
Okay,
probably. Yeah. No, for sure, because I will now type them out.
What are we going to do now?
You'll see in your email.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I hope so. And the other thing is that you don't have kind of prototype or something like that. You see a kind of prototype, you can.
I will make one in the next 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Construct one,
with
your laptop. Alright, shall we get back to work?
Yeah.
Great.
I was waiting for
you.
Well,
you are.
Yeah.
Back to the pen. Oké, okay, dus we moeten daar blijven.
Je mag daar blijven inderdaad.
Oké. Okay. Oh, kan mag ik even pakken? Oh, ik weet niet of het goed is.
Ja.
Dus dat?
Wat? Nee, gaat goed.
Oké. Okay.